Hello, everybody. This is Joe Corey, and for the next 15 minutes, we've got some music for you.
And once again, we'll feature an important message from Leo A. Hoig, Director of Civil and Defense Mobilization.
So stand by, America. Here's your Stars for Defense.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's your Stars for Defense with Ray Block and his orchestra, yours truly, Jay Jackson, and today starring Jill Corey. Stars for Defense is presented by this station every week as a public service in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization to acquaint you with the steps you can take to provide safety for yourself, your family, and your neighbors. Our farmlands are vital to the life of our country. In event of attack, our farmers must be able to keep in production so that we may survive that attack and be able to strike back. Stay tuned. In a few moments, the Director of Civil and Defense Mobilization will have some important advice for the nation's farmers. Now getting Stars for Defense underway musically, here's the talented young star of television, motion pictures, and hit recordings, Miss Jill Corey.
Canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen, and they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead, but I'm only a cockeyed optimist and I can't get it into my head. Race is falling on its face, hasn't very far to go, but every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life was just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope and I can't get it out of my heart. What a beautiful morning, and oh, what a beautiful day. And I've got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. I could say life was just a bowl of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get. No, I can't get it out of my heart.
Thank you, Jill Corey. You're a very welcome return visitor to Stars for Defense.
Well, Jay, you people always make me feel welcome.
Well, we aim to please Jill, so you just make yourself at home. Anything I can offer you?
Well, you might offer me the services of Ray Block and Company. Then we could have one for my baby.
And one more for the road. Jill, you've got it.
Set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story that you ought to know. Drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby, one more for the road. Joe, you'd never know it, but I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things to say. And when I'm gloomy, Joe, you gotta listen to me till against the clothes. Thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my bending your ear. But this torch that I found gotta be drowned or it soon might explode. Make it one for my baby. One more for the road.
Thanks, Jill. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce Leo A. Hoig, Director of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Mr. Hoig, you've talked in the past about farmers protecting themselves and their livestock in case of enemy attack. But what do you recommend they do to keep in production?
Many of the same emergency steps that help take care of a farm family will also keep the farm producing in an emergency. Some of these are stored fuel, emergency power equipment, spare parts for trucks and tractors. In addition, the farmer should arrange for covered storage areas for grain, dairy products, eggs, and other perishables. Remember, a farmer's first duty in time of enemy attack is to take care of his family, to see that they have a fallout shelter, well stocked with food and water. Also, he should make certain his livestock will have shelter of some kind, with a supply of food and water nearby. These essential first duties will assure the farmer that he will be able to keep his farm in production after the attack. If you are a farmer, be prepared to keep your farm in production.
Thank you, Mr. Hoig, for that advice to our nation's farmers. Ray Block time now, so Ray, tell us what you've got.
I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night, and in between we'll play.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Well, Joe Corey, though you've already served us one more for the road, we've still got time for another song.
And I've got a song to fill that time. It's a fine old Gershwin favorite, Stairway to Paradise.
We're with you every step of the way.
All you preachers who delight in panning the dancing teachers, let me tell you there are a lot of features of the dance that carry you through the gates of heaven. It's madness to be always hanging around in sadness when you could be learning the steps of gladness. You'll be happy when you can do just 6 or 7. Begin the day, you'll find it nice. The quickest way to paradise. When you practice, here's the thing to do. Simply say as you go, I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day. Say I'm gonna get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I got the blues and up above it's so fair. Shoes go on and carry me there, 'cause I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step. With a new step every day. And I want to get there at any price. Stand aside, I'm on my way. I got the blues and up above it's so fair. Shoes, go on and carry me there. I'll build a stairway to paradise.
For the past 15 minutes, you've been listening to Stars for Defense, a transcribed feature presented as a public service by this station every week in cooperation with the Office of Civil and Defense Mobilization. Today, our star was Miss Jill Corey, to whom we extend our sincere thanks for a fine performance. And how about a parting word, Jill?
All right, Jay. Friends, Director Hoy gave the nation's farmers some good advice a few minutes ago. I think we can all learn from it. The better we prepare now for a possible emergency, the greater our chance for survival. Remember the motto, civil defense is an American tradition.
Thanks, Jill. Now this is Jay Jackson inviting you to join us next week for some more fine music by Ray Block and his orchestra and another famous star on Stars for Defense.